This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Kim Pauley.
CKTZ spoke with Helen Hall, executive director of Friends of Cortez Island, about her first ever annual report for FOCI and their 33rd AGM.
What's so special about FOCI's AGM this year?
It's actually Giving Tuesday. So we're launching an appeal to raise $10,000 to support our work. And people can do that by going onto our website, which is www.friendsofcortez.org, to donate there, or they can put a check in the post. And we're just hoping that if people can celebrate our work with us, look at our annual report, hopefully look at the video we're producing, if they feel they're able to support us and donate some money towards us, that would be fantastic. This year we're trying something new. We've decided this year that what we wanted to do is get a lot more people to know about our work. Last year we only had 15 people turn up and we just talked to a very small audience. We've also just published our very first annual report, which celebrates all the different projects and work that we've been doing. We're hoping that we can get that out to as wide an audience as possible.
So that's a first ever, and is a film documenting the year's work also a first ever?
I think so. I think we're doing a lot of really great projects, but often we're out in the wilds doing those projects and people aren't seeing what we're doing. What we wanted to do this year was give people a chance to actually witness what we're doing, the different projects, whether it's looking for screech owls, managing our parks, looking after the Dillon Creek wetland. There's a lot to celebrate and we thought doing something visual would be a really good thing to do. But then it will be on our website and we'll put it out on Tideline and we'll send it to any potential donors and funders.
And were there some new projects this year?
A newish project to us was the invasive green crab monitoring that we've been doing with Department of Fisheries and Ocean, which is trying to look for this very invasive crab on Cortez. It's spreading up and down the coast and it damages ecosystems, it outcompetes other species. And what we've been doing with that is we've been trapping in Manson's Lagoon to try and find them. Luckily, we didn't find any. We've also been taking water samples to test for their DNA in Cortez Bay. And so far, we haven't found any there too. But if we do find them, then DFO would come in and try and eliminate them. That's a new and really important project for us.
I got to have a sneak preview of your annual report, and I noticed zero green crabs.
That's something to celebrate. Normally when we're surveying, we're looking for something. We want to find something. It's quite weird being out there and looking for something, but not wanting to find it. Slightly counterintuitive, but no, we haven't found any, which is good news.
Your annual report was highlighting the numbers on things that you did. And I also noticed there were two screech owls.
Yes, this has been a fabulous project that we've been running now. We were doing that by going all over the island, right up into the north by boat, doing two things. One, going out and doing something called a call playback survey, where you play the call of the owl on a predetermined route and you hope that the owl calls back. We spent weeks doing that, and finally Sabina actually went up by boat to the north of the island, played from the boat a screech owl call and got one call back. And she did that in two places, so we assume there's at least two owls. The western screech owls used to be abundant on the BC coast, and now their numbers have declined dramatically. The fact we've still got them on Cortez just holding on in the north of the island is really exciting. We also put up what's called autonomous recording units. They're a bit like a wildlife camera, but they're for sound. They were up in a bunch of different locations on Cortez, and we had them up for a different number of different weeks. And then we got the data from that we've given to the ministry biologists we've been working with, and they're analysing that data. We don't have the results yet, so we kind of fingers crossed there might also be owls in other places on Cortez. We don't know yet. What was really interesting, when Sabina was up in the boat, is she realised she was also getting a call from Reed Island. Well, there was an owl on Reed Island calling back too. We were working with Reed, Morrell and Sonora Islands doing these surveys there. And the other thing we're doing with that project this year, which has been quite a fun thing, is we've been running workshops with the community to build owl boxes that we're now putting back out into the wilds to try and encourage them to breed. One of my favourite days of the summer was going out with my summer student Manuel Padisa, and we went over to Reed Island with a whole bunch of nest box kits, and we worked with the community and lots of kids there to build screech owl boxes for them. They had 9 boxes for the 3 islands, so 3 boxes on each island. It was a first for us working with the other islands. Part of the reason we got the funding was because we were working in a wider geographic area.
Oh, but this was something new.
Yeah, so. And it's exciting. We'd love to carry on that kind of work with them. Another project I'd like to mention is all the parks and trails work we do. And when I was drawing up our annual report, I tried to measure exactly how far that was. I worked out that every month we maintain 19 kilometres of trails. And this year, I just also want to put a shout out to Ryan Harvey, who has been doing that for us for about 20 years. And we now have Alex Bernier working already with Ryan, and Sam Gibb came in to do the trails work. It's almost we're doing it in the background, and a lot of people go into the parks and trails, they don't realise who's maintaining it, but that's a really important part of our brief, to maintain the parks and trails and make them accessible and beautiful places for people to go and visit.
And easily walk.
Exactly. Yeah. We've been on top of our monthly trail clearance work, we've been putting in boardwalks, we've putting in new signage, we're doing a bunch of other projects. So when you mysteriously see the moon trail has been completely replaced on all the boardwalks, that's a foci project. I think that's great work. I hope it's also really appreciated by the community.
What have been some of the challenges?
Challenges are always funding. It's always trying to get money. The projects on the top surface and underneath, there's time is spent trying to get funding. We're doing pretty well, but the grants are challenging to get, and you need to devise a project that's going to suit the grant. Probably my main challenge is getting funding in and then trying to help coordinate all these different projects. I do most of the grant writing.
That must be a big job, just noting how many partners and donors you have.
It'd be wonderful if someone would leave us a bunch of money. If that doesn't happen, I don't know if it's ever happened for us. So it's often going for grants or trying to raise our profile to get people to donate towards the organisation.
I would think a particular challenge at this time is the wildfires and the drought. How does Folkai mobilise around that?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question, because last summer was the hottest summer on record in BC. It was also the worst wildfire season. It's a difficult question, and what do you do about it? That relates to the impacts of climate change. Why has climate change happened? One of those impacts is because we've lost huge amounts of forest habitat. We've lost lots of ecosystems have been damaged by humans. Some of the things we've done, like the Dillon Creek wetland, for example, where we've recreated wetlands at Lanier Farm, that's helping to hold water, that's helping to mitigate a bit the impacts of climate change. But it's a big question, and we're near a piece of the puzzle trying to figure out how to adapt to that. One small thing we have done, the Room for Rider programme, which was to encourage people to reduce their impacts on CO2 emissions. The idea behind that was people would share rides to get across Quadrant Island. We printed 500 mirror tags, and we've got about 50 left. So there's a lot out there.
There's a lot out there.
And we put posters up in all the waiting rooms and all the ferries, and we've done various promotions. We're trying to help the community help other people in the community to get across Quadra. I don't know how to measure that one. Maybe we'll do a questionnaire or a little survey on Tideline somewhere at a time to see if people are using it.
Helen, what was... I don't know if there's one moment, but was there a very special favourite moment from this past year for you?
Yes, there was. There was an amazing, very special morning for me in the summer. We were very lucky to have Manuel Padisa as our summer student this summer. We got a call into the office saying there were some dolphins off the government dock at Manson's. And we'd already been out in the morning, and somebody phoned 2 hours ago about these dolphins. Manuel and I decided, right, we're just going to go drive down there, see if they're still there, not thinking they would be there at all. And we walked to the end of the government dock, and lo and behold, there were like 30 or 40 dolphins just off the dock, feeding in the water. And it was just the most amazing sight. They were leaping and diving. And what was more amazing for me was that Manuel was so excited. He turned around to me and said, Helen, can I swim with them? And I said, yeah, we have to keep the right distance, but yes, sure. And before I knew it, he'd stripped off his T-shirt and he dove backwards into the water and then swam out towards where these other boats were watching the dolphins. And it was just so joyful. And then after a while, he swam and he got out of the water and he was just over the moon. It was like celebrating this young person being in nature, learning about nature, and just having this amazing experience in nature. And it says it all, right? You know, that's what we're doing. We're here to celebrate and enjoy nature. I would say it was probably my best ever morning at work. And well, said, I always wanted to swim with dolphins. I never thought I'd do it as part of a summer student job on Cortez.
Kim Pauley, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.